blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Okay, welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal, and I wanted to mention one program note that if you've been listening to RBN at republicbroadcasting.org, you can now go back and click on rbnlive.com and get to the website. So rbnlive.com is back live, and you can listen on the Internet. In fact, the Internet board has been increased in numbers, so more people will be able to get on and listen than ever before. So just go there. It's a nice, clear stream at rbnlive.com again. And the archives, I've been told, will be back soon, so you'll be able to listen to my show and other shows at your leisure very soon. So the turmoil there is starting to subside, and the truth will continue. Okay, I wanted to mention today that in this short segment, before I get to my guests in these next 2 hours, that former FBI agent John Peeler, who I've had on my show, has talked about the real evil shadow surrounding Bill Clinton, as well as how he personally gave the orders to bring down Arkansas Minister Tony Alamo. And I think you remember that story years ago. And boy, Alamo was painted as a real evil person when in fact he was a good person, and the media assisted in that. I remember that. Peeler, of course, is an FBI agent who came forward with this, with so much information on my show. Yeah, he's been persecuted, I might add. They tried to frame him for murder, and then they framed his son for murder. And he's now his son was in the Army and is now spending a life sentence in a federal prison. Okay, so Peeler's from Arkansas, former FBI agent I interviewed that's turned tail and is basically telling the truth about Oklahoma City, certain things about 9/11, other things he was involved with, and especially where he started, because he was from Arkansas. And Peeler worked near Hillary and Bill, calling them one of the most evil, sinister, and diabolical couples in the history of the world. In the case of Alamo, Peeler later apologized for heading up an FBI sting to bring down the Christian pastor. Alamo's only transgressions being he openly opposed Clinton and actually was trying to save souls instead of destroy them like the evil New World Order. In a recent interview on my radio show on RBN, Peeler said people would be crazy to vote for Hillary as president, and even crazier to let Bill back in the White House again. And here's a quote from him. William Jefferson Bly Clinton is not to be trusted and has no qualms about getting rid of his enemies, added Peeler. His real name is Bly, and he has no problem ordering hits for those who oppose him or stand in his way. Now, the name Bly, Peeler said, he knows him well. He worked in Arkansas with him as an FBI agent. Said his real name is Bly. Interesting. Well, Peeler, speaking from firsthand knowledge from when Clinton was governor of Arkansas, said Clinton's affable personality and smooth-talking political speeches are only a well-planned disguise for one of the most evil and ruthless men in the Vatican-led New World Order. Besides Peeler, others in Arkansas called him Governor Blood for his well-documented but suppressed connection to the Arkansas prison scandal, where Clinton was nabbed for his connection in aiding and abetting the sale of AIDS-tainted prisoner blood to foreign buyers for big profits. According to Arkansas resident and filmmaker Kelly Duda, who documented the blood scandal and was strangely bowed out of the public limelight after, Clinton put one of his friends in charge of a prison health care unit, who then falsified records selling blood labeled as healthy and clean, but knowing the blood was tainted with the AIDS virus.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and before I get to my next guest, Dr. Carpenter, you're going to want to listen to this interview. She has a company called Lays Med Inc., and what she does is she treats cancer patients with a very interesting method, something that you're not going to see in the AMA or the American Medical Association, and you're going to want to listen to this interview with Dr. Carpenter, who I've known for quite some time, and very interesting woman, and I will get to her in a moment. But let me finish what I was saying just briefly here. Both Peeler, we were talking about FBI agent Peeler and Kelly Duda, who printed a, you know, who did a documentary about Clinton's blood scandal. Kelly, both Peeler and Duda's stories can be accessed through my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. You can also get this story this weekend on my story archives. And Peeler's radio interviews, he's been on my show several times on the Investigative Journal, can be accessed as well as soon as our archives get back up. But 6 months ago, Duda backed out of the radio interview that I was going to do with him without giving an explanation. But it can be assumed from Clinton's prior actions, perhaps Duda was fearing for his life. Since then, Duda appears to have gone underground, not answering phone calls or emails. And I have not. I've asked people to find him, and no one knows where he's at. And to illustrate, and this is interesting, go to my website. To illustrate Clinton's checkered past, an email by Andy Green was forwarded to the Arctic Beacon, reminding people about the incredible number of people who have died mysteriously, who have locked horns or crossed paths with William Jefferson Bly Clinton. So you go to my website, and you're going to see a list of about 60 names. and who their relationship with Clinton and how they mysteriously died over the years. Very interesting. Go to that story at the Arctic Beacon. Well, let me get to my guest right now, Dr. Carpenter. You can find her under a website called LaysMed Inc., and she's going to tell you how to do that. But she has a really unique method of treating cancer, and I wanted to first say hello. Dr. Carpenter, how are you today? Are you there?
Yes.
Dr. Carpenter?
Yes.
I can't hear her.
I can hear.
We have a problem with Dr. Carpenter's phone, and I'm going to let Chris try to work that out in the background, and she needs to get close to the phone. And when that's worked out, Chris, let me know, and I will go through Dr. Carpenter's methods here of how she treats cancer, and hopefully we can get her on the line. I think there's a problem with her phone volume for some reason. LaysMed Inc. That Dr. Carpenter runs is a Nevada corporation originally created to hold the patent rights of some leading-edge technology applications to medical use devised by its technical team. However, since these applications also involve a specific and fully developed protocol, the corporation has expanded its activities to include healthcare services in order to ensure that its methodology is implemented correctly as a non-synergenic, completely standalone treatment. Okay, we got Dr. Carpenter back on a good phone. Are you there, Dr. Carpenter?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's fantastic. And I was just explaining, and I wanted to say hello first. How are you today? And secondly, I was explaining your different theory capabilities and your treatment for cancer. And I wanted you to explain basically first who you are and then how you treat certain forms of breast cancer and skin cancer. Go ahead.
Well, I've been involved with this corporation from the inset, and I am a physicist, a theoretical physicist, and I've been working with other members of the technical team to develop a different laser system and a different method of approaching the treatment of cancer, totally non-invasive, and it's down the line of photodynamic therapy, but we don't use any drugs and we don't use high-power laser, so we don't do any collateral damage of any kind. And we are completely effective. The tumor is killed in place and nothing else is affected. Nothing dies beside the cancer, and it dies in place without bleeding, without any poisoning of the system, without any toxic effect. Without any side effects other than improving the general health of the patient and boosting the immune system. And it's
okay. Are your methods used by the American Medical Association, or how do you stand regarding your treatment as non-invasive? You don't use chemotherapy. You don't use drugs. How does this reconcile with the American Medical Association's treatments?
It doesn't, even though photodynamic therapy as a generic methodology is FDA approved. It's strictly up to the doctors, oncologists, to decide what they want to use. And the AMA has established that with cancer you use surgery, chemo, radiation in any order you wish, but that's what you use. And doctors just don't wish to move away from that for their personal reason. Although, there are no reason why they shouldn't if they wanted to. They just do not wish to. And FDA, by the way, does not regulate medical care. It's AMA that does. So,
right. Have you ever had any problems with the AMA?
Well, we have been ridiculed. We have been criticized. Of course, we have a physician that works with us. And as long as you have a physician overseeing a medical advisor, it's no problem. We can treat patients. The only problem we have is, of course, that they criticize us. They lie about the results. We cannot get an ultrasound to confirm the results. We had to get our own ultrasound equipment because nobody's cooperating. And if a patient goes back to the regular oncologist after our treatment, even though they have seen that there is no blood flow left into the cancer and the cancer is dead, what they are told is that that is not true. They still have cancer alive and they still need chemo, radiation, and surgery. So that's the problem we get all the time.
Now, I wanted to ask you, what type of cancers do you treat?
Actually, we treat a large number of cancer. Anything that is a growth that the patient can feel, even below the skin, as long as it's within 4 inches of the surface of the skin, if the patient can feel the lump, then we can treat it. We are not handling internal organ at this time, not because the method will not work, but because we do not have a full-service clinic or a hospital to work with.
Why do you think there's been such a outbreak? I mean, why is cancer, you treat it in a different method and you have a great success rate. We're going to get into that. But the causes of cancer in our country, it's just exploded. And what do you attribute that to? Have you thought about that?
Yes, and I talk to the patient and try to determine what their history is and what they have done. And one of the problems is too many medicine, too many drugs, too many medication. Now, medicine today is the slightest thing you have, they pump you with drugs, and drugs mess up your system, cause problems, and they actually are the one that cause cancer in most cases. There are other cases where it's the environment, but in most cases it's medication, like in breast cancer. For years, hormonal replacement therapy and other medication, they cause a lot of the cancer. Other problems are the fact that the early detection issue is dangerous because they push early detection, claiming that we can only be successful with cancer if it's detected early. And that is not true because early detection is subject to a lot of mistakes. And a lot of time people are butchered for nothing.
So you're
that's
saying
part
that,
of the, yeah.
You know, you hear that coming out of doctors' mouths, you have to catch cancer early or there's no cure. And you say that's not true.
No, it's not. And actually, when it's too early, you might not have cancer, you might not be able to tell. No, you don't have to catch it early. When you feel the lump, you don't need any of these expensive testing. You feel the lump, you know you have something, you can have an ultrasound to tell you whether it is a cyst or a solid mass, and then after that, all you need to have is a simple blood test that tells you whether you have elevated level of antibodies for cancer. And if you do, you know, it's cancer, the mass you have, and that's it. You can treat it. You can have it treated without any trauma, without any problem. All you have to do is just take off a few days from work, and after that, you go back like nothing ever happened in your life.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about your, you know, the specifics of how you treat breast cancer, how you treat melanoma, and how you treat other tumors. After we have about 2 minutes before our first break, I did want to mention if you want to talk to Dr. Carpenter today in this hour, call us at 800-313-9443. If you have some questions about cancer treatment, if you're actually a cancer patient, or have you been diagnosed with some form of cancer, give us a call. Maybe Dr. Carpenter can help you. And I wanted to let people know how to get in touch with you, Doctor. What's your website and where are you located? Go ahead.
The website is www.lasemedinc.com. Just the name of the company, Lays Med Inc.
And where are you located? Where's the physical location of your office?
Well, the headquarters of our company is in Nevada, but the treatments are offered in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
The treatment is offered.
Phone number out.
The phone number is 702-953-0267.
Go ahead.
702-953-0267.
And I didn't hear where your office is located. Go ahead.
Little Rock, Arkansas. The treatment location, yes.
Okay, good. And just real quickly, your success rate. What is in the number of patients you treat, what is your real true success rate in treating cancer?
All the patients live here with the tumor 100% dead, and they are fine. They can go back to their life. Now, the only problem is if they go back home and listen to relatives and friends that don't understand what they did and they are pushed to go back to their oncologist, that's when they are in trouble. That is a really dangerous thing to do. But if they don't, they're doing great.
So if they don't go back to the regular treatment that they've been having before?
Or the regular treatment they might not have had, but the friends are pushing for, because the tumor once it's dead, it takes time to flush out, and people say, "Oh, but you still have the tumor." So,
okay, take a short break, come back with Dr. Carpenter, and talk more about how she cures cancer. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
We're back with Dr. Carpenter from LaserMed Inc. Telling us how her company treats cancer with not the traditional methods of drugs and chemotherapy, but through a laser system. Could you explain that, Doctor, in simple terms so we can all understand it?
Okay. In simple terms, what we do is we inject a totally natural enhancer into the tissue, the cancer tissue, and then we illuminate with the laser light. The laser light that is not normally absorbed by the tissue is absorbed by the enhancer, and then there is an energy transfer sufficient to create such a neat reaction into the cancer to kill the cancer cell. It doesn't burn, char, or make the cell pop. All it does is create enough damage to make the cytoplasm of the cell thicken, and that way the cell cannot breathe anymore, and they are suffocated to death. And that's all there is to it.
In a normal case, how many treatments would a person have to undergo?
Okay, now, an average case for us is certainly not an average case for the establishment, but our average case is a growth about 2.5 inches, okay? 2.5 inches, and in most cases also has maybe an infiltration in a lymph node. And that will take 5 days, 5 treatments per day, and it's about a 1.5 hour or so of treatment. And after that, that's it. They're fine. We had the last day, we have an ultrasound to check that there is no blood flow left in the tumor. The entire mass is dead, and they're done. They go home, and
rate, for example, have you followed your patients?
Oh, sure, we do. The ones that call us back, because most patients go home and want to forget about they haven't had the problem. Because they can forget about cancer, but from what we have heard, that there is no reoccurrence. And I don't see why they should really worry. You cannot change the cause of the cancer. That might not be possible to address, but we really reduce the opportunity of spreading because we don't cause any bleeding, which causes spreading. We don't use chemo that reduces the cause collateral damage in different organs and produces destruction of the immune system. And we do not use radiation that causes cancer in itself, so the causes of cancer are greatly reduced. And after that, should any tumor reoccur, the treatment is so easy and non-toxic, there are no consequences. The reason why everybody's terrified, oh, my God, if the cancer returns, then what? Because most of the treatment they use today are not repeatable. Once you have had chemo and radiation, usually you cannot start all over again next time. That's why the fear of keeping the cancer away. In this case, who cares? If it comes, should it come back, the chances are few, but should it come back, no big deal.
Yeah, this raises a question to me that, you know, when I hear these stories and I read your testimonials and listen to how you cure these people of breast cancer and even serious cases of melanoma, which we'll get into in the next half hour, why in the world would I ever trust a regular doctor, even on simple matters in our country, if we have people dying by the thousands and there are better treatments out there like yours, don't you believe this should be used by many more people? I mean, in the medical...
Well, it should, but you have to realize that most people were raised thinking that doctors are God and you do not question the doctor. Whatever the doctor says, you do. And the doctor have this attitude, I mean, physician have this attitude that I am the expert, I tell you what you need to do, and I do not want to hear any disagreement. You'll do as I say. Well, that's ridiculous, because it is your life. So it's part of the culture. We have to change that. We have to put this in the right perspective and realize it is our life. We are in charge of it. The doctor, it's just a consultation, and we decide what we want to do. It's not up to the doctor. It's up to us, and most people are not in that frame of mind yet.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because, boy, your success rate seems to be just incredible compared to the rate that the traditional medical people will talk about. In this type of therapy, now, you say that most times the cancer will not return. Okay.
No.
That's true, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, in breast cancer, how many patients have you personally treated over the years?
I'm the one treating the patient, but I lost the count. They've been mostly breast cancer, okay? They mostly have been breast cancer and then some skin cancer and then a lot of neck cancer. So skin cancer, actually, we haven't had as many as we should have because it's so easy. I'm amazed that we are not treating more skin cancer, you would think. But it's not the biggest number.
I'm going to get to that because you hear in the news that there's been an outbreak of skin cancer, melanomas increasing. We're going to get back to that story. You want to call us, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back to the second half hour of the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal, and I wanted everybody to know that you can find me on RBN from 11 to 1 Central every day, Monday through Friday, and our internet stream is back, so you can go to rbnlive.com and now get the – there was a little bit of turmoil over the internet, and now we're back on rbnlive.com, and you can listen live. The archives, which is a vital part of this radio station, are also going to be back up shortly, so that'll get back to normal. And I just wanted to make that note. So you can listen to me, rbnlive.com again, and also at 12.180 shortwave, and also through the satellite network that goes around the world. So we're listened in over 20 countries and probably more. At least I have a map here where I put down all the countries where I've gotten emails and phone calls from. And Chris in the back, we asked this last week, how many countries are there in the world? And there's 193, perhaps 194. There's one, we got to figure out what that one country that isn't recognized. But anyway, what's that? Taiwan is not recognized. Interesting. That'd be interesting. Why? I've got to find out why that's not recognized as a country. But anyway, we got a lot of work to do because I want to get to every last single country with the message of truth. That's with really what's going on with the New World Order, America, how we are being hoodwinked by these politicians. And I'll tell you the reason we come from that perspective on this show. From the perspective of finding out who are the real cause of the problem, the real spiritual and political controllers of our country. And it all seeps down into most every aspect of our life. Today we're talking about cancer and the medical aspect of it and how I believe the AMA is involved in a conspiracy not to cure people. Now, Dr. Carpenter, this isn't her thoughts, but it is mine, is a conspiracy not to cure people, but to keep you ill so they can make more money. And the treatments and the drugs and all the things being used in our country is just appalling. Look in the psychiatry field. Look in the field with our children being drugged by the thousands in our schools. It's just amazing to me. And that is all authorized through the AMA. I talked to a person in Boulder. It was a very good friend of mine. We were out having dinner one night, and she told me this. She said this. She follows all the truth radio stations, and she said this. She said, just remember one thing. They have no good intentions for you in any aspect of your life, financial, social, political, medical, and you must come from that aspect. And then with a show like this with Dr. Carpenter, it's life or death for a lot of people, and you only live once, and you have the right to search out all type of cures and not to be bullied by your doctor who says you have to go through chemotherapy and you have to go through traditional methods. We talked about breast cancer and how she has a high and 100%, almost 100% success rate with that, with these laser treatments. You can call her at Dr. Carpenter's number at 702-953-0267 to talk to her about it. You can go to her website at lasemedinc.com, that's lasemedinc.com, and read about the therapies. They are basically a laser-type treatment, and that's just a very simplistic way to explain it. You can get the real the rundown from Dr. Carpenter. But I tell you what, if it was me having one of these problems and reading and listening and talking to Dr. Carpenter, I would check it out because I'd rather do that than to go through chemotherapy. Dr. Carpenter, melanoma. We've heard the outbreak is, many, many more people are being coming down with this disease. How do you treat it and what's your success rate?
Well, melanoma is like a skin cancer. It's not that scary as people make it. The only reason why they say it's scary is because melanoma metastasizes a lot more than the other type of skin cancer, so it spreads, which means that when you go in and cut and you cause bleeding, that's the best recipe to make it go everywhere, okay? So that is the last thing on earth you should do with melanoma. And our treatment is so easy because a melanoma growth is on the outside. It's out there. You can reach it very easily, and it's not that thick. It's thicker than other skin cancer, but it's not that thick. So the number of treatments, unless it's an extreme case, they're not that many. They're probably, depending on the size, of course, but, it can be 3 days. So it's really simple. If not, the average, I said, is 5 days. It's just no big deal at all. And then after that, it's deactivated. Yes, you can still see it changes the color a bit, and then you just wait, and the system will clear it up. And in the meantime, you're feeling great. There is no problem. You're not in any kind of danger. You didn't suffer. Nothing is affecting your everyday life. It's just unbelievable. I get advanced cases of people that are given for death, and they go home feeling great. So
I've looked at some of the pictures, and I have a hard time looking at them, but some of the cases are very serious.
Yes.
Looking, and you say with a number of 5-6 treatments, you can cure that.
No,
correct?
the one you see on the web in those videos, they take a lot longer than that. Like the man that had the entire leg covered with melanoma, that's a very extreme case that took about 2.5 months. That's a totally different thing. But I'm just saying, an average size, very few people get to that extreme and not do anything about it. And, in his case, they want to amputate the leg, but You know, that would not have resolved anything because the sum of the growth were above the cat line, so it wouldn't have solved this situation anyway.
This extreme case, you did treat him, and did he survive?
Yeah, he survived. He was doing well, but I don't know. He never got back with us to give us the final picture, and I don't know whether he didn't do it because... See, the other problem is if people are on disability, it's hard to get the final pictures, okay? So I don't know. I don't know. We are not going to touch that issue at all. But anyway, and the other problem is that a lot of these patients go back to their oncologist, and he still says that they still have to have surgery. So it's hard to tell with some of them what happened because of going back to an oncologist. But the ones that do not, that do great. Now, going on the web, you can also click on the video, and you can see how the treatment is done, and you can see how simple that is. The only complaint, the major complaint I have is the lidocaine injection, because you give a lidocaine injection as a local anesthetic so the patient won't feel any discomfort or any... The heat effect is not that strong, but some patients don't like it, so we use it. And that's the main complaint we get about the treatment is the lidocaine injection. So compare that to what happens when you go the normal route and draw your conclusion.
Okay. You know, your feelings in general about medicine in our country, I was talking a bit about my opinions about it in a layman's term, but there's so much improvement that could be made in so many different areas. Let's talk really, what's your feelings about how patients in America, people in America are just drugged, one after the
other?
That's
how they are. They're drugged. See, the problem is that it's no longer an issue of doing what's best for the patient. It's no longer an issue of investigating what that particular individual, because we're all individuals, can handle or cannot. It's just an issue of picking the most expensive drugs and the newest one, the drug company that pay better kickback, and they claim they don't, but they do. Okay, the doctors are getting paid back from the insurance company, from the drug company. So it's become a business and not a very good one, and that is really not right when you're dealing about people's lives. And it's a bad life and death situation. It's not right. And they tell you all these new drugs that come out, they're so great, they're so wonderful, and it depends on the type of cancer you have. But then if you look at what happens, people seem to get the same drugs for no matter what type of cancer they have. And it's usually the newest one and most expensive. That's what you get. It's disgusting. It shouldn't be when somebody's life is affected. And most of these, the old people are the really victimized ones. They're so pumped with drugs that they develop more and more and more side effects. In most cases, they don't need the majority of those drugs they're given. And with cancer, you certainly don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to me. You can start out with when you're a baby, they give you these vaccinations, and there are people, I had someone on my, you know, I constantly, occasionally bring this up on my show and have a show regarding the harms of vaccinating your children. And it goes from there all the way down to, the drugs that they provide for you for every type of disease or cold or whatever, flu. And then from there, if you have if you have a little problem and you're a little depressed, which is normal in life sometimes to have ups and downs, they want you to get on a drug for that too.
So you can turn into an idiot and not know what you're thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, and so my goal basically is occasionally to deal with this subject, bring on people like you, so people think about it in real terms. And if they do have a problem, if they do have a condition like you treat in cancer, if they do are experiencing some emotional difficulties, that really the key isn't to go right to a drug to solve it. The key is to deal with it in a more natural manner. And I learned this. In fact, I wanted to mention this. My aunt was the oldest woman to graduate from medical school in New York State. And she's a homeopathic doctor who believes the same things I just said. And she ran a practice in upstate New York, And boy, she's had some problems, you know, trying to combat the American Medical Association from within is very difficult. And she's now practicing in New York City, and just a homeopathic practice where she deals with natural cures to help people. And I learned a lot about this from her, so I just wanted to mention that there are alternative doctors out there, even in the medical association, that are trying to fight for your health and freedom. And Dr. Carpenter is one of those. LaserMed Inc., this is a big company, or do you have offices all over the country? Or
No, we don't, and that is not something we are looking at this time anyway. No, we have a headquarters in Las Vegas, and then we have the treatment place in Arkansas, and that's it. And the only reason why we did it in Arkansas is that's where the only place we found a physician that will work with us. It's been very hard. The hardest thing to do is try to find a way to offer this. We originally didn't intend as a corporation to offer the treatment to the public. We did it because it was not possible to introduce this through the regular oncologist. It was not possible as much as we tried. And then we went to Mexico, and that was horrible. Anything you want to do in life, absolutely do not go to Mexico, because all you're doing is you're getting ripped off financially, and then if you're lucky, you go home in the same condition. But in most cases, you're in worse shape.
So you had a bad experience in Mexico.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible, and what they were doing to people, it was horrible. So we left, and we didn't really know what to do. We tried alternative clinics everywhere in Nevada and other states. It just was not working. As soon as they invited us, as soon as they saw the results we were getting, we were thrown out. And then we... Yes. And
now that's
then,
interesting. As soon as you started to get positive results and actually help people, they throw you out.
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, my God. And you know, what about tell you about these criminals that run this country? I mean, they don't want you to live. I'm telling you that right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, they don't. But you know what? The interesting thing is that we called FDA and we discussed it with them. And basically, we don't use any drugs, so we are pretty much outside the scope of FDA. But what they told us is how to do it. How we did not have to go to Mexico. We did not have to wait that somebody else did it. We could do it as long as we had a physician with us. And they are the ones that give us the directive on what to do and how to do it. And we follow them to the dot. So it's very hard for the AMA, as long as we have an MD working with us, it's very hard for the AMA to come in and stop us unless they decide to kill our doctor off. But, I mean...
And that's not out of the question.
No.
The way that they operate.
That's why we're trying to stay kind of slightly under the radar. And what we are hoping to do is stay kind of semi, not that obvious in what we're doing till we get such an overwhelming number of results that people will talk so much that it's going to be impossible to keep it hush. And that's our plan.
Yeah, and it's amazing that, once you get good results in a state, they find a way to get rid of you. And what is it? Just they feel like you're getting into their pocketbook?
And their ego, both of them, their ego. I have... Some, when we were trying to introduce it to doctors and to the oncologists and other physicians, they said, who do you think you are? We have worked and researched on cancer for 50 years, and we still haven't been able to develop anything. Who do you think you are? Mm-hmm. And I told them, well, if you've tried for 50 years and have failed, just step aside and let somebody else do it. I think it's about time.
Good for you. That's a good way to look at it. If you can't figure it out in 50 years, let somebody else try.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. What about overseas, other countries?
We try to work in Europe because ours is a European patent, and we tried to set up a clinic in a couple of places in Europe. It didn't work. It's just same. It's not any different. The medical establishment is the same, hasn't changed. It's not different from the U.S. It's everywhere. It's the same thing. And it's all because things have to be done that way because they have done it for years and years, and it's so lucrative the way it is, nobody wants to change it. Well, think about it, okay? If you look at the prices of medical, of cancer treatment, a patient that walks into a clinic or a hospital with cancer, think about the prices that they have to pay. And with us, it's just a few days and something equivalent to the copay if they have surgery anyway. So they don't go through surgery and recovery from surgery, let alone no chemo or radiation. And they pay what would I have had to pay anyway to get butchered. So, you know, that's not something that the doctors want.
Exactly. So, yeah, I wanted to get into that as far as how people whether your treatments are very expensive, cost prohibitive for a lot of people.
No, they're not.
If insurance covers this and how that operates. And we're going to take a short break here, so I just wanted to do that on the other side of the break. But, yeah, I find it so interesting. You know, it's no different. What about the Eastern countries? All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get back, talk to Dr. Carpenter right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time.
OK, Okay, we're back. We're talking to Dr. Carpenter. She works with a company called Lays Med Inc., and they treat cancer patients in a different manner, an alternative manner, that appears to have better results than the traditional methods. Dr. Carpenter's told us during this hour that the success rate is, could we say 100% or nearly 100%?
It is 100% because, you know, once we go back and have something else done, and then that just totally cancels what we're doing. So it is 100% as long as they don't go back and get chemo because they're talking to it, you know. With chemo, you never know what comes out of it after. Yeah. But most doctors really like to cover up the results. So the first thing they're trying to push is use chemo. So in the end, they can say months have passed, the things is getting, the growth is getting smaller. Oh, it was chemo who did it. So that's the best way for them to cover up. See?
Right, right. I gotcha. And this method, again, you can go to Lays Med Inc. That's LASEMEDINC.com. You can get a hold of Dr. Carpenter at 702-953-0267 to talk about it. If you have cancer, or if you just want to learn about this treatment, if you know somebody you want to help, this might be an alternative method that'll work for you. Can you tell us a little bit? People in our many people are uninsured; they do not have health insurance. How do you handle all the problems of the money issues?
Well, actually, the person that has no insurance is in the best condition because this is the cheapest thing they could do.
Okay.
I have, if a person goes and starts having ultrasound, they do MRI and a CAT scan, PET scan, only those are the copay for those, especially if they go out of network, is probably more than what they will pay for this treatment. As I said, depends on the size of the growth. But without insurance, that's the cheapest thing they could possibly do. Now, with insurance, see, we are really not, technically speaking, we are not alternative because that photodynamic therapy is FDA approved. So it's the understanding of FDA that once they approve something, the insurance companies are bound to pay for it. Not true at all. That's not what happened because the insurance company have on the board MDs, they control what is paid and what is not. And they, the insurance companies are paying what is standard treatment, what is the norm. They only pay for other FDA-approved treatment if the norm has failed, and then they can go to get some other treatment, which is ridiculous because by then the health of the patient is totally ruined. It's hard to make it survive. So, but that's what really happened. So even though insurance companies should pay for this treatment, there is no reason why they shouldn't, but they avoid it like the plague. Some insurance company might, but it's very rare. So what we do is we have the patient come in and pay. If they have insurance, we'll file for them and see what happens, what kind of reimbursement they get. Depends on the insurance, but most of them are pretty obnoxious. But it's not something that most people, it's not like going to Mexico is a lot more expensive.
Okay. Dr. Carpenter, we ran out of time. I appreciate you being with us. Again, you can get a hold of Dr. Carpenter at 702-953-0267 or go to her website at LASEMEDINC. Thanks, Dr. Carpenter. Okay. We're going to be back after this short break. Guess who's with us today? Kay Griggs, and I'll explain who she is after this break.